2NURFM 103.7.
I will never be with you.
Yeah, James Blunt and You're Beautiful. As we welcome our producer for our Thursday Cement It segment, it's Rob Crosby talking about rugby league. Before we get into that, mate, why did you say off air a minute ago that that last song was my theme song? What did you mean by that?
It's the Mark Rock theme song. Everyone knows that. You Are Beautiful.
It's about a guy that's stalking people, Rob. It's... Either you know me more than you should, or you're just having a dig at me.
No comment.
No comment. Fair enough. Well, I will comment plenty on the rugby league last night. I think rugby league was the winner in the Origin last night. The Blues certainly were not.
For the third time today.
Yeah.
Good on you, Mark, for that great statement. I do tend to agree with you. It was a great game. As much as I can't stand Queensland, you have to respect them for the way they just find a way to win. As much as I would like to have wrapped it up in two, it sets up a great final game in the series.
We will be looking forward to game number three. Hopefully it can live up to the last couple of games. But we've got round 16 to look forward to across the weekend. Warriors taking on the Bulldogs.
Kicking off Friday night over in New Zealand. News coming out of this one early is that Brett Morris will not back up from Origin. That may play in the Warriors' hands, but I've seen too much of the Warriors this year to get fooled by them. So go for the Bulldogs to get back in the winner's circle with that one, plus Josh Reynolds back for the Bulldogs as well.
That's what we like to hear. Tigers and Titans?
Yeah, both sides struggling a bit. Tigers played really well and somehow managed to lose against Cronulla. Titans went out of the gates fantastically against Souths last week. A lot's going to depend on who's backing up for both sides coming from Origin, but I think the Tigers showed enough against Cronulla last week that if they get the right game plan going, they'll get the job done at Campbelltown.
What about the Cowboys and the Panthers? Who do you like here?
Well, Jonathan Thurston was set to play his 300th game, but after...
That's in doubt, though, isn't it?
After playing with a busted shoulder last night, I can't see it happening. I've liked a lot of Penrith recently, especially the move with Matt Moylan to six, but I think the Cowboys just might be a bit too strong. And there's a fun stat coming out of this one. This is the first time the Cowboys have played a game during the day at Townsville in over a decade.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's...
Always night games?
Always night games up in Townsville.
Will that have an effect?
Well, the heat may be an issue, but I think the Cowboys just will be too strong.
Fair call. We've got Canberra and the Broncos.
Yeah, it's a bit of a tough one, this one, to pick. Brisbane have a lot of players backing up. Raiders, they've been okay recently. I think that this might be a game that the Raiders might start to do something.
Our NRL action actually moves to Adelaide too, with the Roosters and the Melbourne Storm.
Well, because we all know that Sydney and Melbourne, where else would you play it but Adelaide? Again, Origin's going to affect this one a lot. Boyd Cordner's in doubt. A couple of the Melbourne players also in doubt. Will Chambers went off with concussion late last night, so he may be in doubt as well. The Roosters, I'm liking the look of them recently, so go for the Bondi boys to get the job done.
We've got the Dragons and the Knights too.
I love my Knights, and I think this is actually the game that they've been building. They were unlucky against Manly a fortnight ago. Coming off the bye, the Dragons have a few players out. Go for the Knights.
And our very last game across the weekend, you've got Sharks and Manly. No one likes Manly, do
they? I'm backing an upset in this one. I think that Sharks have a lot of players to back up, and Manly, they've been working their way up because a few years ago they were really struggling, and they seem to be no longer the dominant side they are. But I think that on Sunday they're going to knock over the Sharks and they're going to announce that we're back. Seagulls back in the top four for the first time in 3 years.
I need to start paying attention to what you're tipping, because if you're part of the NRL tipping comp at 2NURFM.com, you've probably been a bit all over the place. You're only now 50 spots behind me, so I need to pay close attention.
As I said, I'm playing the slow game, but I'm coming to get you, Mark.
Well, it's chess, not checkers, let's be honest. Now, before you go, you're not getting out of it so lightly.
Okay.
Because we've decided over the last 4 or 5 months that we're actually going to turn you into an announcer. So we decided...
Well, Mark, this is all a big ploy from Todd Sargent that I'm actually replacing you. I'm taking your job.
Okay. Well, you've ruined my intro, but that's all right. Since we'd made the decision for you,
sure.
This Saturday night from 8 to 10, you're not going to be out, doing normal young man things. Where will you be again?
I'll be in the studio presenting all the hits you love from 8 till 10.
So 2 hours of easy listening favourites, 8 o'clock this Saturday night with Rob Crosby. We look forward to that.
Yes, we will.
Okay. All right, mate, make sure you listen in and make sure you get your tips in as well to 2NURFM.com. It is coming up to 12:45.